track 10. This is our final news track, and we have left just one story. And this, of course, has to be about the Devon County Show. With 386 cattle, 153 alpacas, 982 dogs, 1,098 horses, 1,600 sheep, over 60 dairy goats on site, and a record-breaking 227 pigs, Devon County Show 2024 was alive with animals. This huge show has been months in the planning and opened its gates to the public on May the 16th under sunny skies, ideal temperatures and hundreds of features and attractions. When the rain broke on Saturday afternoon, some vehicles got stuck in the mud, but tractors and 4x4s were on hand to give them a tow. All the traditional favourites were back in force, from the hundreds of livestock classes to traditional crafting displays and vintage tractors and steam engines and the grand parade of winners processing through the showground. Headline act Ben Atkinson and his astonishing displays with his action horses was a highlight in the main arena, with thousands of people crowding round to watch him perform on each day of the show. Show manager Lisa Moore said, "We're still number crunching, but it certainly looks like numbers this year are good, certainly exceeding expectations on the first day." This past few months have been particularly long and tough for our farmers, so it's lovely for us to be able to offer a venue where they can all get together to show their animals, but also to socialise and just have some fun. They all deserve it. As always, we'd like to offer a huge thank you to our hundreds of volunteers who work with such devotion and commitment round the clock to bring this show to life. We'd also like to offer special thanks to our show president this year, Michael Keynes, MBE, whose boundless passion for farming in Devon and the Devon County Show shone through at every stage of his tenure. Well, this article is supported by no less than 20 pictures from the show. So I've asked our readers today to choose just one picture to describe, and I'll finish up with my choice. Charmaine.
And my choice is a gentleman cuddling a lovely black rabbit, which looks delightful. And underneath the caption reads, "And they call in bunny love. A cuddle before judging at the fur and feather marquee."
My picture is of a little piggy who has gone walkabout. It looks like they were trying to herd him from one place to another, and he has made a bid for freedom, and he has the most glorious expression on his face. And the caption of this is, "This little piggy went walkabout at the Devon County Show."
And I've chosen two pictures because I'm in the lead today. The first is Ben Atkinson, who was referred to in the article, with his action horses. And he's pictured, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 horses, and he is standing astride two of them and has the reins of all 6 horses. And he is charging towards us, or at least the horses are charging towards us, with spectators in the background sitting on the banks watching this fabulous display. And there's another picture of a sheep which is about to be having a cut and trim before entering the judging ring. And the caption says, "A short back and sides, please, barber." And that concludes the news stories for today.